Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing this back. Another great concert if you get a chance to see him. He's a great storyteller. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about having our good friend Michael Harrison back on the show. Michael's, as I've said before, one of the smartest guys I know, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It's the outstanding trade publication for the talk radio industry, the talk media industry, I should say. He's been doing this now for decades, and his podcast, Michael Harrison's, the Michael Harrison Interview, is an award-winning podcast, and I've been there. I know why. He's our good friend, Michael. Thanks again for being here, Michael. I want you to talk to us about. Here we are in an election year. The truth is, it seems like we're never out of the election process. I wish we could pass a law that said you can only run or you can only campaign in the last year, maybe, or maybe even the last 6 months. I don't know. We become constant campaigners in this country, but here we are, hard by to the election. Really, we're in the middle of the primary season for the Democrats. And we're all and we got millions of small business owners running businesses out there. We're so polarized in America these days politically. How do you successfully, safely run a business and deal with all that? What do you think?
Well, it's funny hearing a guy like you come out against socialism and then say you want to pass a law.
You got me. You got me. I told you, folks, you can't get anything by this guy. Go ahead, Mike. You got me.
but that being said, I've been running a small business, you know, Talkers Magazine.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not General Motors. I've been running a small business for 30 years in which my constituents are extremely politically charged from all ends of the spectrum, and we are basically respected by all sides of the spectrum of politics in talk media, Jim. Mm-hmm. And so therefore I'm very qualified to talk about how do you run a small business in a politically charged, polarized environment and not be wishy-washy, but rather not be incendiary or controversial at a time when people will not do business with you if they get wind of your political leanings,
Michael,
and they happen to not agree.
Let me stick something in here. This is different. This now is different because we didn't have Obama derangement syndrome. There are people who I thought were my friends who won't be my friend anymore because they think they know how I voted. How about that?
Oh, well, they'll get them. They have a chip on their shoulder, and anything that you say or anything that you do can be taken out of context. Now, in your case, you're seeing it from the standpoint of being pro-Trump, and therefore anybody who has Trump derangement syndrome are the only ones that are angry out there. But you'd be amazed how many, many conservatives have a very, very big chip on their shoulder about liberals as well.
Oh, no. Notice I didn't say which side either one of us were on. No, I'm just saying that they think they don't know how I voted. I never told them how I voted. They think I vote how they know
no,
how
no,
I
but,
voted.
But the,
go ahead.
But the implication is because you said we didn't have Obama derangement syndrome, that it is the Democrats and the liberals and the anti-Trumpsters who are the ones walking around angry and cutting people out of their life. But from my
perspective, there were plenty of people who hated Obama. There's no question about that. But anyway, go ahead, Michael. Finish.
Yeah. So the point I'm making is that this is a polarization and an anger and an intolerance that goes both ways. That both sides.
I know people like that on both sides. I agree with you.
And therefore, it's very dangerous if you're running a small business and you're tied into social media and you know them, your friends in the community, if families are breaking up, if personal friendships and relationships are breaking up, if there's discord in the workplace
right.
that's becoming a problem for HR departments,
then
people might take your political philosophy or what they think is your political philosophy and hold it against you mm-hmm. in terms of doing business in your store, hiring you as an accountant, using you as a lawyer, going to you as a doctor.
Let's be practical for
a
minute.
And that's the point I'm making.
Let's be practical about this for a minute, Michael. Do you recommend that if you're a business owner, you know, sure, clearly you're right to have your political views, but probably don't spend a lot of time on social media about those views? I mean, you're not being honest, but there's no sense in dwelling on those in social media. Social media can get out of hand, can it?
Absolutely. Unless, of course, your constituency are all in the same of the same view that you hold.
Yeah.
You know, if you own a store and you're in a very, very, very polarized neighborhood where everybody's a Republican or everybody's a Democrat, well, then maybe you can get away with it. But in most mm-hmm. places, the public is mixed. And you want to be able to do business with as many people as possible and not have an unnecessary obstacle to dealing with them.
You Michael, one of my badges of honor, one of my badges of honor here on the show for 22 plus years is that I've been cursed for being a Democrat. I've been cursed for being a Republican. And that kind of makes me happy to know that. I'm going to take a quick break. Michael, talkers.com, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Talkers.com. Yes. And your interview, your podcast, is that on Talkers or is that another website?
It's on Talkers and other websites, but you can get it at Talkers.com.
Check it out, folks. Michael Harrison and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the future of media after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.